So, Michael, lots of exciting news about Windows Phone 7, but gamers want to know about the Xbox Live functionality. What is that experience going to be like for them?
Right. We have a great gaming experience on Windows Phone 7 series, and gaming is really a first-class citizen on the device. So we have the concept of hubs that exist on Windows Phone 7 series, and one of the key features that we have is the Games Hub featuring Xbox Live. And so I have my gamer tag that exists on the device. I'll see my avatar on the device, and just kind of the basics around your identity and the rewards that you get for being a member of Xbox Live. If you're not an Xbox 360 owner today, you'll actually be able to sign up for Xbox Live direct through the phone. And in fact, we think that a lot of people are going to be joining Xbox Live for the first time by getting a phone. So we're really excited about that. We've really kind of designed something from the ground up for the consumer. And there's just a lot of great experiences that we're trying to capture from all around Microsoft and bring the best of everything together on a phone.
I know gamers love the social networking. Is there any social networking integration?
There is. We have this concept of asynchronous gaming that we'll have through Xbox Live. So you can think about turn-based gaming. I make a move at something like checkers. I can send that off to a friend through Xbox Live on the phone, and they'll be able to take their turn and send it back to me. And I receive notifications about that through the games hub, and basically tells me that it's now my turn to play.
And will a user be able to download his DLC from a friend's Xbox?
So right now we're really kind of focused on providing the mobile experience of Xbox Live on Windows Phone 7 series. So we really haven't put a lot into being able to really connect to the console other than this meta gaming experience like your gamer score that exists both across the phone and Xbox 360. One of the main key things that we're talking about is the introduction of XNA Game Studio 4.0, and that allows kind of everybody, both our managed partners in Xbox and Xbox Live, and just everybody, indies and kind of small studios alike, to develop games for Windows Phone 7 series. So it's really kind of a step in a new direction for Microsoft. It's a very consumer-focused device, and being that it is consumer-focused, gaming is very important to that.
So Michael, some developers want to know what compilers will be able to make games and apps for Windows Phone 7, and can game editors still be used?
So one of the things that's used for Windows Phone 7 series with XNA Game Studio 4.0 is it uses the .NET managed code platform. So you'll be able to use all the great stuff that's available in .NET today on Windows Phone 7 series.
Windows Phone 7. Thank you so much,
Thank
Michael.
You.
Appreciate it. And remember to tune into Channel 9 during Mix 10. We're going to be bringing you all the latest on Windows Phone 7. Thanks for watching.